Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, when do I say this new svara? That if you have 10 Edim here, and only one of them is a Korov, that all 10 are batal? Bedin and Nefashas. That's only a question of these Edim want to have somebody killed. And Rashi says, because by Nefashas, the Pasuk says, Vehetziluhu Edim, or Madrin Leschusai. There's a special Pasuk of Atzilu, business is supposed to try and save the person from a Chiyuv Misa. So the way we save him is, if one of the Yedim was caught to be an apostle or a Korov, then we mevatel all the Yedis. Abu Bedina Mamnis, by case of money matters, no. Then the Svara goes, Tiskayim Yedis Peshar. You have one or two Krovimir, take them out, but the rest of the Yedim that are kosher, we could use them. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yaiman, no, the Lach is like Rabbi Yaiman, no. Echodin Mamnis, Vechodin Nefashis. There's always Xer Shava. We learn out most times Dina Mamnis from Dina Nefashis. So just like by Nefashis is a cloud of Nim Sechem Akov Apostle Kula Betelim, the same thing applies to Dina Mamnis. Now, the Yemosai, when do I say that a Korov and Apostle could make the other Edim Psulim? Bizman Shisrubem. Only in a case when they were there at the beginning and gave us raw. In other words, three or four people came down to the murderer and warned him, do not kill, because we see you, we can have you killed. So if the Korov was there, now we know he means business, he means to be an aid, and therefore the other aid becomes Sulim. Abu Bizman Shlahisrubhem. Let's say Stam, two brothers, saw the action, but they did not go down to warn the murderer. They were sitting on the side, they just saw what happened. Then they did not become part of the Katayden. If two people went down to warn him, and two brothers were watching upstairs what happened, then they're good Edim. Because if so, the moment Mishnah says a Svara, Mayasu Shnayachim. What should we do? What happens if two brothers are walking by, Shiro Biyecha Choragas Nefesh? What's going to happen just because two brothers walk by and notice the way Reuven is killing Shimon? And they have nothing to do with the Edis. And there are two Edim really down there warning Reuven, do not kill Shimon. So there's a real Maisa Riga in front of two Edim. Of course, Reuven deserves to be killed. Just because two brothers saw from the window what happened, that's no svara. They become a part of the cop of the Edim. In other words, Nimsen and Ekov Apostle is only if that person, the Kraven, joined in the Edis. They have to have Kavanah to be Edim. If they do not have Kavanah to be Edim, they do not Tassel. We'll soon speak about it. We'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Vushidu Kula Matecha de Liber. That we say if you have 100 Edim coming together, it's called like one cart of Edom, and you can't make Zemimim unless you do it to all of them. That's only if all 100 came and said the Redis within 2 seconds, one from the other. That's called Teich HaDibur. Teich HaDibur is how long it takes you to say, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. It takes 2 seconds, that's all. Omalei Rav Acha Midifta Ravina, Michti, let's see. Teich HaDibur, how long is it? Hechidami, how long is Teich HaDibur? That Kidei Shilash Talmud Rav. How long it takes a Talmud to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe? Takes 2 seconds, that's all. If so, may it too heavy. Here you're telling me 100 Edim have to come to Bezin and say within the same Teich HaDibur, it's not possible. 100 people to say the Redis takes more than 2 or 3 seconds. So how could you have 100 Edim say the Redis within 2 or 3 seconds? Omalei answered back, what I meant to say was, Kol Chad V'Chad, the Teich HaDibur Shachaveiro. That's what I mean to say. Each one is saying within 2 or 3 seconds from his friend. As first, the first aid comes in and says his aidus. Now, the next second, the second aid comes in and says his. Then the next second, the third aid. As long as there's not a break in between one aid and the second aid of Teich HaDibur, that's called one continuous speech-like. It's called one continuous group. It's called one aidus. Here. That's always as far as Teich HaDibur. The Rishonim say as a svara, a person doesn't really, his mind is not complete until 2 seconds after. Like he says something, but he's not sure if he really meant it or not. He still has time to retract what he's saying. So it's a svara, your statement is still going on for the next 2 or 3 seconds. Like there's always dibur with your machshava, your mind has to be with your dibur. When is your machshava finished? Only 2 or 3 seconds later. Like if you do not retract, then we say you mean what you're saying. So it's like that diva continues on for the next 2 or 3 seconds. It's not a stop. So therefore, it's like continuously there's Edis being said in Bezdin. That makes it into one cut of Edim. But if to be a break for a few seconds in between, That's a stop. It's called the new cut of Edom is coming in. They have nothing to do with the first cut of Edom.
Rabbi
Kiva Roimer Leibor Shlishi Umashnayim. Now, so Kiva says the Chiddush here that there's a klal of Nimsech Mem Korov Apostle. If you have three Edom here, and one of the three is a Korov, is a relative, he makes it that all three are psulim. So more is the question, oh, Malay Rav Popola Bayo, Ela Meyativ, so, Horag Yatzel. Every time two Edom see Reuven kill Shimon, listen, Reuven is seeing the action also. And Reuven is a Baldover, he's a Apostle Yed. So why don't I say Reuven, the murderer himself, he should be considered one of the three Edom, and Apostle, the other two Edom then. Every time, let the Baldover himself, he's the Apostle Yed. A Baldover, Nagea Beyedis, the Apostle. Let the Horag Yatzel. The Horag means the person that was killed. The Horag. I mean, the first question is the Horag. The person that was killed. Like, the Havamina is, he's shooting him in the face. So the person that's being killed sees the murderer. So at the time when he shoots the gun, he's an aide. He saw him kill me. So he saw the action and two other aidim. But he's the Baldover. She's the Apostle, the Aedis. So my answer is, maybe you're right. There the case is, Kishogu Mechurov, where the murderer came in the back and stared him in the back. So the Shimon that's dead did not see the attacker. For the Ma, okay, maybe. But Nirva Yatz, in the case of a Mishkav Zohar, when a man goes into another man, the Kurhaku, we have to kill one, the other one is being done too, he's an aid, and he's a Kur, he's a Baldover. The man says also, Kisharov and Mecharuv, where Reuven was Raveya Shimon from the back. He went in the back that he did not see, enough in the front, that Shimon did not see Reuven. For the more okay, but Horeg, Raveya Yatzilu, if so, the murderer himself though, the murderer himself is doing the action, he's also a Baldover here. He sees the way he himself is killing Shimon. Or else when you attack somebody else with Mishkav Zachar, when one man comes into the second man. So Reuven, the attacker, the Raveya, he's seeing what he's doing. So let him be an aid also. So how could you always tell me when you have two, three aidim, if one of them is a Korav or Apostle, all three become Sulim, every case, the Negeya Badover himself should be Apostle aid. He should always pass the all aidis. Zishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. But Kiyosi Lakaim the Rav, when he came in front of Rav, he answered like this, the Klali Zomalei, Yokom Dover. The Pasuk says, Al Pishnaim Shoshaidim, you must amaze what the other place says, Yokom Dover, it says. So Vidashin, it means, Bimekaime Dover Hakosim Adavar. Not that the Torah says the Pasuk of Edis, it means Bimekaime Dover, it means. Yeah. It says, Yokim Dover, Bimekai May Dover, Kosim Adaber. So the Apostle is only talking about the pasture of Edim is by the Mekai May Hadover. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, Yokim Dover, Ksiv by Kro, Shosim Lekulam Kishnaim. The Apostle says, three is like two, Tainu Edim, Avaloi Bi Oisi Hadover. Not with the Baal Dvorim themselves. The Baal Dvorim themselves, they're not called Yokum Dover, they're called Mekai Me Dover. So the Pasuk is not talking about the Baalei Dvorim themselves. They have no Shaychus to being Edim. Edim are people that see what's happening. That means they're seeing two people do an action. So the Torah is calling it two different categories here. There are the Edim, the outsiders, they're called Yokum Dover, and then there's the Mekai Me Dover, the people themselves that it's happening to. So the third difference between the two, that they cannot become Edim. So the Mekayme Dover, about Dover himself, he's not called an aid. So therefore, when the klal of two is like three, and three is like two, it only goes upon outsiders, but not upon the Baal Dvorim himself. Therefore, the Roiva or the Horig, they cannot be included in Nimsech and Mimkor Apostle. That's a Svar Pshuta. So therefore, it's only by Edim. That's the klal. When you have three Edim coming, if one or two are Kravim, they would pass all the rest. We'll see what's in the next places. We'll see. Talimor says, Omri Rabbi Yosi, Bamedvam Amurim, he says only by Dinu Nefoshes, that we say Nimsech and Korav Apostle. Like Rashi says, because of Atzilu. But by Dinu Mamnes, no, there's no Svara. If you have three Edim, one is Apostle, throw them out, you have the other two. And then the Mishnah says, Mayas Ushnayachim, that when you do have a group, you only say the Korav Apostle if he had intentions to be an aid. The Mishnah says, Loshnak, you're saying he has to be there to give the Asura. So now the Gemara says, Heichi Yamrin Elhu. How do we say to these two Edim? So some said the Gemara's question is, by Dinim Momnis. By Dinim Momnis, there's no warning. So since there's no warning first, how do we know if the brothers had intentions to be an aid, or the brothers were just on the side watching what happened? Reuven was lending $1,000 to Shimon in front of two Edim, Kosher Edim. And there happened to be two brothers on the side watching what happened. So how do we know if these brothers become part of the Edus or not? So, what do we say to these two brothers? Some of Rav Rava said, this is what we say to the Edim. Lemechse Asisu, did you have intentions to see what happened? Just because you're curious, you want to know what happened? No, you came, Mamish, to say Edus. As we asked them outright, what were your intentions when you looked there? If they say we came to say Edus, then if there are two brothers watching what happened and they had intentions to be Edim and Edus, they could pass on all the Edus. But if they said we only were curious, we want to see what's going on here, but we do not have intentions to be an Ed to come to Bezdin, then about the story is Mayasa, what can we do? What kind of svar is this that Stam, two brothers are watching through the window and see the gun action, Reuven kill Shimon, and there are two Edim down there warning him, don't do it, and want to bring him to Bezdin to kill him? No, we can't kill him because two brothers saw it. That's no svar. If they did not have intentions to be Edim, they're not included in the kas. But the Churat Smashim, as long as you have intentions to be an aid, you become a Korav apostle. So Tosfos asked the question, the bottom Tosfos, oh, let's see one more Gemara, then we'll see. The last Gemara is, Itma, what's the halacha? Amar Rav Yehuda, ma Shmuel halacha ki Rav Yosi. If Shmuel passes like Rav Yosi, that only by Dina Nefashis do we say Korav Apostle, but not by Dina Mamnis. If we have Nachman, no halacha ki Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe, even by Dina Mamnis also we say the Klal. Nim Tzechem, he am Korav Apostle. So today's the question, Akosha. Heich Matzin Yudayna Raglein, how do we find our hands and feet? Kishanoistim get. If a person gives his wife a get, sheish b'maymet kreifim. Usually when you come to give a get, her kreifim come, his kreifim come. So the kreifim see the maisa get, so there should always be psulim, there's never eidim there. Same thing by every kedushin. When you get married, all the relatives are there, the machtanim are all there, so they see the maisa kedushin. So why don't we say the kreifim is grim sechem mekorav apostle? For a lot of loyma, they do something like sherim, boto. And that's doyma din in the foshas. Yematu neshes ish. The Tzai's answer is Lakach Nir Lari. The Gamla Rabbi, even according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, Lo Yomru De Edusna Betel El Adavka Biyosin Shem Idim Afnei Bezdin. It only means that now they're coming to Bezdin. Avol B'Shviriya Lechud Loi. Just the fact Edim saw the action, they were there B'Shas Kedushin, and the whole Mishpacha was there seeing the Kedushin, they did not become Edim. As Tzai's saying, when our Gemara says that when they come to Bezdin means the Edim are here now in Bezdin. So we have to ask him now, when you need two things. You have to come to Bezdin, and also you have to have intentions at the beginning, when you saw the action, you wanted to be an aid from then onwards. So therefore, by Kedushim, we're not afraid. That's why usually the Miyachah, they call up, who are the aid in Kedushim? They call up two people. Like everybody knows, these two people are going to be the aidim. There's left to be a Shalom, but didn't tell her to come to Bezdin. These two will come to the Bezdin, and not other people. Because we don't want other people to come to Bezdin. Because only in Bezdin do we have the psul nimsech merkov apostol. But just the fact they saw the action b'shas kedushin and b'shas gittin, they did not become psulim. You don't need intentions at the beginning. It's you don't. You're right. You don't. Lalocha. You don't need intentions at the beginning. The way Tzitzis is saying now, it's all tali when you come now to Bezdin. You have to come now to Bezdin to say you want to be an aid. You're right. Even though b'shas meister, when you saw the action, you did not have intentions to be an aid. But as long as later you come to Bezdin, that would be good edus. Alright, there's a lot of questions here back and forth. We're sharing, we'll speak about this.
But
question.
It's not obligation to be an there's no obligation.
It's not true. If the Baldover needs you, you have to be an aid. If there's nobody else there, if the Baldover comes to Din Torah now and he asks you to be an aid, you were there, you have a chiyuv to come. There's a chiyuv to come right there. If he asks you to come, you're the only one there, you have to come, right? There's a mitzvah for you to go. Well, let's see the next mission. It's a complicated halacha. There's a lot of shailos here. That's why the many Jews, they call out people, you should be the Eidei Kedushin. Even though really without that, it would also be kosher. Because yeah. The way Tosfos says, it's only psulim if they'll come to Bezdin together. But as long as you have two kosher Eidim that could come to Bezdin, that's called Eidus.
Yeah.
We do it the Rav for the Muslim. There are some shittas that say you should speak out to be miyachid your edim. You want only these two to be edim, which means lafuke, all the kravim, stay out of the picture, you're not edim. That's what they say. Right, Mishnah says.